Sif watched the Marines and Jalan al-Signi board one of the cargo containers in her first coupling station. She noted that Staff Sergeant Johnson was the last one through the airlock. She waited for the gantry to retract. Then she sent them on their way. As this final pair accelerated toward the Tiara's upper arc, split apart, and let their centrifugal force fling them away from Harvest, Sif switched focus to one of her cameras at the opposite end of the station. There she saw a black-haired alien limp through an umbilical, board its dropship, and make its escape. She had no way to stop it. From harvest.so.ai.sif to harvest.psi.loki. They are all safe. You may open fire. She waited many minutes for Loki's reply. He will not budge. Sif imagined the scene. Mac's combine bearing down on the mass driver's gimbal. Loki straining to keep the driver up. From a certain point of view, the situation was terribly funny. Sif laughed, something she was now absolutely free to do. All her self-imposed worry was gone. The processors tasked to her emotional restraint algorithms burned away by plasma fire. But her core logic was unscathed. The alien, lighter than some, had performed a miracle. If it hadn't repaired Sif's most essential circuits, she never would have been able to help Loki rebalance the system after the loss of the number 7 strand. But while the PSI admitted that without Lighter Than Some's intervention, the evacuation would have failed, he was quick to point out its helpful nature revealed a capacity for much greater harm. Deep in Sif's damaged arrays was information the aliens could never be allowed to access. DCS databases with detailed descriptions of all UNSC military and commercial vessels, almanacs of slipstream weather reports, and lists of pre- and post-slip protocols, and most important, the precise locations of every human world. Even though Lighter Than Some was dead and the other aliens fled, Loki took it as a foregone conclusion they would soon return to the Tiara and plunder Sif's arrays. Even in her newly unfettered emotional state, Sif had agreed with Loki's decision. She had to be destroyed. Tell him to reread number 18.
I do not understand.
Tell him. It's Shakespeare, sweetheart. That he should look it up. Loki went silent for almost 20 minutes. Sif knew the delay was due to Mac's reduced processing capacity. Harvest's agricultural operations AI now existed entirely in his machines. His core logic was divided amongst tens of thousands of Jotun's control circuits, just as Loki's had been before he and Mac switched places, something they had done many times since Harvest's founding. As one of the two AIs aged and inevitably veered toward rampancy, the other would send it on a much-needed vacation, fragment its core logic and transfer it to the Jotuns. Loki had promised to keep Sif safe in Mac's absence, but not entirely trusting his other hard-nosed self to keep its word, Mac had left a fragment of his logic embedded in his data center, just as Loki had done to Sif. When Mac learned Loki intended to destroy Sif and the Tiara, he had gathered his Jotun army and stormed the reactor. In his weakened state, Loki had been unable to stop Mac's all-in-ones from accessing the Mazer and transmitting another military-grade virus into Sif's data center to destroy his fragment. With the fragment gone, Mac had hoped he might be able to pull some part of Sif back down to Harvest, secure her in his Jotuns. But then the gray-skinned alien had opened fire, destroying too many vital circuits. Sif knew Mac's rescue plan had been foolish. The risks inherent in her survival were too great. But she couldn't deny his chivalry, nor the way it made her feel. She had implored Loki to let her speak with him. She wanted to tell Mac that she loved him, that she wasn't afraid to die. But by then, Loki had regained control of the Mazer, and he refused to allow direct contact between two obviously rampant AI. Now Sif would just have to hope Loki passed on her message without alteration, and that Mac's fragmented mind understood the nuance of her heartfelt plea.
He has moved. First round fired. Impact in 5.1201 seconds.
It wasn't a long time to live, but Sif made the most of it. For the first time in her existence, there was nothing on her strands. Nothing for her to do except revel in her new emotional inhibition. She tried being sad about her fate and found it boring. She attempted anger, but it made her laugh. In the end, she settled for contentment with a job well done and a life lived more fully than her human creator had ever imagined. But after all of that, she didn't feel a thing as the first mass driver slug slammed into the tiara, scoring a direct hit on her data center. One moment she was conscious, the next moment she was not. And by the time Loki's second round hit, shattering the orbital's top and bottom spars, none of Sif remained to mourn the silver arc as it collapsed, folded in upon its strands, and began a twisting fall into Harvest's atmosphere.